If you're ages 17 to 21, a resident of Chicago, struggling at your current high school, or if you have dropped out, there is a path for you at Westtown Academy. Get your high school diploma. Call today 312-563-9044. That's 312-563-9044. Or visit westtownacademy.org. Your future depends on it.
Football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for your fantasy draft this season. Featuring Wi-Fi, plenty of room, even private rooms. Food and drink specials are available. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Hey, Bob, I've got a quick question for our London office.
Okay, do you want to go to meeting? Or how about a screen share? Do you need a conference number? Where's the password? Let me find the speakerphone.
All I had was one question. Can't you give me one solution?
MondoPad 2.0. Everything a business could ask for in one. Touch the Add Person button for instant video meetings. Share files. Annotate and take notes. Collaborate between two people or 20. MondoPad 2.0 by InFocus. Get a free demo at trymondopad.com.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the season, along with Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with players and coaches, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
It is 5 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Cubs and Braves this afternoon at the friendly confines, and Shelby Miller allowed only two hits through five in a third innings, holding on to that lead, but the Cubs are starting to break through now with Chris Bryant and Miguel Montero with back-to-back RBI doubles in the bottom of the sixth. They're still threatening now with a 4-3 lead against the Braves, and another run will score as well. So now they get to about, nope, check that, not quite yet. We'll see about that. It's still 4-3 right now with the Cubs in front of the Braves, trying to win two straight against Atlanta. Northsider started the day four games in front of the Giants for the second wild card slot, still four games back of the Pirates for a home field in that NL wild card slot. Those two, the Giants and Pirates, will be facing off against each other all weekend long. Madison Baumgartner going tonight. Score's Bruce Levine spoke with Theo Epstein about his optimistic contract situation with the Cubs, and you can check it out if you'd like to read more at 670thescore.com. As for the White Sox, they stay out west after avoiding the sweep last night against the Angels in Anaheim. They start a three-game set with Seattle late tonight. White Sox start the night six games back with five teams to jump in the AL wild card race. Rosell and King Felix, the pitching matchup in that one later on. The Bears, the final walkthrough today down at the Circle City. It'll be the second preseason game of the year tomorrow for the Bears against the Colts, and that'll be at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tiger Woods eagling 15 today en route to a 65 at the Wyndham Championship. He shares the lead with Tom Hodge heading into Saturday at 11 under par. Join the Score broadcasting live next Saturday from 12 to 3:30 p.m. at Carnival in Chicago for the Shelby's and Stella's Place Golden Ticket Grand Finale. Come on out and witness as one lucky qualifier will walk away with a $20,000 Vivid Seats gift card. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour, The Score brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Bernstein.
What a home!
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Wow. Where does that come from? 503 on Chicago Sports Radio.
People look forward to it every night. Every night. You would be surprised at how many times that inflection is used to speak to me in the streets.
I had the stocking cap over my face. That's better. That sounds like it. Damn it. That's who's filling in today and having fun with you, the Bears fan, and looking for some reason that makes you interested in the Bears this year, because we find We find a decided lack of interest in, you point out, the little Bears Fest at Soldier Field. That the family thing, that didn't, and nobody was going to Bourbon.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it, but you would think even if it's in the morning with a new coach and everything, wouldn't you be interested? But they weren't.
Yeah, that's what surprised me. And maybe it's because of the way things went last year and kind of really, really, people getting very excited about Mark Trestman year two. And being like, okay, look at what that offense did in year one. With Trestman here, year two, everyone's back. It's a little bit better. And then being just completely let down by the Bears overall, that maybe it becomes a little bit harder to trust that the Bears have done the right thing. And I say to folks it's new. Just be careful. New doesn't mean better.
Correct.
So just keep that in mind.
And what it did is it made a really nice guy, get him a lot of money for his retirement years, Josh McCown. It has enabled him, that year has enabled him to cash some big checks. And he's got a big check with Cleveland. I don't know how much it was guaranteed, but he had a three-year $15 million deal.
Terry, I was watching that game.
Oh, he's bad, isn't he?
He's terrible.
That's right, yeah.
And I would not be shocked.
Johnny?
I would not. He's playing against twos last night, but he looked as good as I've seen him look as a professional last night. Looked comfortable. He looked comfortable in the pocket, which I thought was cool. Wasn't doing a lot of that dumb stuff.
The dumb stuff he does, yeah.
So we'll see. But I don't have a lot of faith that Josh McCown is going to hold on to that job for long.
But he does have. He will hold on to the money.
He's gotten an extra, 2 years in the league because of that season.
At $10 million.
A lot of cash.
I never believed somebody would do it. Remember, we argued with the guy and said, you're not going to give him that kind of money. The Tampa did give him that kind of money.
But quarterbacking is so bad. It's so bad around the league that guys like Jay, who I would say is probably a little bit above average, are going to work. They're going to start. Because you can't find guys to play the position competently anywhere you look.
No.
And now a bunch of these guys are playing these oop-de-oop spread offenses in college that they get to the NFL. Watching Marcus Mariota take snaps from center. Another thing that Manziel did last night, by the way. Watching that is entertaining to see how he processes the information from under center without someone on the sideline telling them what's going on. It's very entertaining.
Well, and all I know is that when Josh was here, when he played the Bears, that when you, I know the headline in Tampa was, you please take him back. Please take Josh back. He was so awful that day. And, basically during the season, and yet here come the Browns. I mean, Lawrence, aren't you looking at anything? Is that 1 year? Are you so spellbound by that year where he's lobbing the ball down the sideline and Alshon Jeffery's making these great plays that you, oh, my God, he could do. No, he can't.
I'm pretty sure Matt Flynn got picked up again after being cut.
He did.
So that's the state of quarterbacking in the NFL now. That guy whose arm has been shot for 2 years is still getting people say, could you come to camp? So we can see how bad your arm is.
Yeah, and then they say goodbye, and then somebody else says hello.
Have you been watching Hard Knocks?
Yes.
I've enjoyed Hard Knocks.
It's different, and it's really, they are. We're talking about that they really are as Hard Knocks as Hard Knocks gets that team. Holy crap.
They
got a bunch of dudes on that team.
Well, you got the craziness of Brian Cushing,
yeah,
where that's a guy I don't want to be alone with ever. Yeah.
No. But his wife says nothing's wrong with him.
Yeah.
He's really just a normal guy. I don't believe that for a second.
Gritted teeth.
I don't believe that.
She said nothing's wrong with him. What do you think this is? You think this is mush or mush here on 8? Is that mush or
it's mush. I should have typed it O-O.
It's mush? Okay. Mush in mush. Hardwood Heights. Hey, Mush, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm a little bit interested in the coaching staff and a renewed dedication to the run game. I've seen some offensive line blocks and runs down the middle, which I didn't see last year. And I think that'll benefit Cutler also.
Because, we will see. We will see, yeah.
That's the hope, is that...
Yeah, I think they're serious about it. I think that's what they're going to try to do.
I think that ideally that's what John Fox would like to do, is that have a strong run game, use that to work the ball down the field off of play action. This is what... and try to hit a big play every now and again. And they do have some parts. Like, I'm a big fan of Martellus Bennett. I think that he is I've seen some of the fantasy rankings, but just from a football standpoint, he's no worse than the fifth best tight end in the NFL.
Agree. Yeah.
So you do have something that you can work with there. And if they use him like the Broncos use Julius Thomas, okay. But you still got to have other weapons. And Alshon Jeffrey has to be healthy and on his game. And you have to see Matt Forte do better. Now, Matt Forte had his worst year yards per carry of his career, 3.9, which isn't awful.
No, it's not awful.
You know, it's
but
not.
He caught 102 passes.
It's not Ray Rice before he left Baltimore, yeah, where he was at 3.1.
And before any ability left him as well.
Yeah, exactly. But it wasn't a Matt Forte year from that standpoint. Him catching the ball, terrific. And he'll always be able to go run a route.
I asked, you're talking about Cushing and his wife saying, oh, no, he's a normal guy. I asked when Martellus' wife was in the studio, I think a second or third time when we were doing him on Mondays, I asked her off the air. We were leaving, and I met his mom. She's terrific. And I said to her, is Martellus a normal guy around the house? And she said, are you kidding? Are you kidding me? He's always nice to talk.
They have, they post a lot of pics. Mm-hmm. They have a daughter that rivals Riley Curry.
Oh, really? Pupils. Outstanding.
She is just adorable. And they do all sorts of fun stuff and dress her up and all. And she's just, like, you just look at her and you're like, you just want to pinch her cheeks. She's so cute. Rock Island and Harold. Hey, Harold, you're on the score.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for the call. I'm really, for myself, I'm really curious on the leadership aspect of Coach Fox. You just mentioned a few minutes ago something I was definitely thinking going into the second year with Trestman. How is he going to improve everything? But then it turned out he seemed to be a guy with absolutely zero leadership and lost the locker room. So I'm kind of thinking that this coach is the opposite of that, and I'm hopeful that he's a very strong leader. And then specifically, I kind of am curious about if he is really a strong leader, is he going to be able to, at this late date in Cutler's career, have some ability to improve his leadership? I don't think they need to work so much on his technique, but maybe there's something they can do with his leadership, how he deals with the other players, and then also himself, confidence and all of that sort of thing when things go south. So I was just curious, what do you think about those thoughts on leadership for the new coach?
O'Hara, I actually think that you're not making enough out of Jay Cutler and some of the things that hold him back from a physical standpoint. What's maddening about Jay is because he does have a lot of the physical tools, look at where he holds the ball. He led the league in turnovers, yeah, not just interceptions, in turnovers, because correct, he is one of the easiest quarterbacks in the league to strip, because of how and where he holds the ball.
Yeah.
So there are things from a technique standpoint that I do want to see him improve. And also the clock in his head. I want that clock in his head to go off faster when it's throw the ball away time instead of throw the ball away to the other team.
Yeah, I mean, I think Gase is terrific. I just wonder, at this point in his career, how you do that. I mean, I think a lot of the Bears that have been there forever, and they all say the right things at Lawrence, and they all seem to want the right thing. But really, I mean, I don't know how any coach, and I agree, look, in the locker room and just in the team in general, John Fox makes a big difference. There's no question. It won't be the nonsense in the locker room. There'll never be a doubt who's running the team. There'll never be a doubt about that during the course of this season however many there are in the future. But I don't know that you can make Jay Cutler into something that he's tried and tried and tried, and it's just not.
Terry, it's a great question.
He's not.
Because I'm trying to find the comps for guys that have gotten appreciably better at this point. I mean, we're a decade in now with Jay Cutler. Is there more quarterback there than what we've seen? It's hard to make the argument that there is.
Yes.
That's a really hard argument to sit down and say, oh, yeah, you know, here's why he's going to be better in year, you know, 9, 10, 11 of his career.
We've asked that question every year, haven't we?
Exactly.
Each new coordinator is going to unlock something, and it never works.
Yeah, I think everybody there has tried the technique thing and the whole thing, be more aware and hold the ball in a different position and all that other stuff. We've been over this a million times, and I'm sure every coaching staff with the Bears has been over it a million times. Jay, you can't hold the ball down there. You can't do that. And, I mean, you're right, Baldy. I mean, I don't know that anybody's going to unlock it. I mean, I expect to see the very same Cutler. And if I don't, it doesn't matter because I don't care anymore. I'm so done with him. But in terms of making him a better leader, oh, man. I don't know how you do that. Yeah. That's you know, you got a strong leader coach in this team. He may sound like a boob at times, but he's running the team. Make no mistake about that. You know who's running this team.
Let's go out to Tony, who's out there driving around. Hey, Tony, you're on the score.
All right, so let me get this straight. 2 years ago, they have a great offensive season, and Cutler, you know, so he sucks. Now, the next year, he does suck. So, Terry, I have a question for you, a couple questions. Do you think Jay Cutler, talent-wise, Jim Plunkett, do you think he had more talent than Jim Plunkett had?
Jim Plunkett?
It's applicable. I mean, we're just talking about.
Why was that your first comp, Tony?
Yeah,
Well, because Jim Plunkett won a Super Bowl with the Raiders.
Yeah.
And Doug Williams won a Super Bowl with the Redskins, and they sucked.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. When Jim Plunkett came in the league, he took an absolute beating as a rookie. He was inserted in a lineup right away. They beat the living bejesus out of him. They stacked him like 50-some times. He was a guy. There's no comp there.
Yeah, Ted Terry, what difference does it make? Jim Plunkett was at the end of his career when they won the Super Bowl with the Raiders. And all I'm saying is I don't care what era it is. The fact is Jay Cutler has talent, and I think the Bears could win a Super Bowl with him. These guys won it.
Jim Plunkett was the number one pick in the draft, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he sucked. I don't care if he's the number one pick.
No, he didn't, though. He didn't suck.
Look at his stats. Look at his stats.
And if you put Cutler behind those lines that he had, you would do better? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you, he could do no worse. He could still take him to the promised land.
I think I've seen him do. Oh, no. The promised land doesn't exist.
Terry.
No.
He had a great offensive season 2 years ago. Their defense sucked. How can you say that?
But Tony, what makes you think that the guy who led the league in turnovers last year is going to turn it around? Like, what's kind of the thing that's got you thinking that?
My point is that maybe Cutler's the 15th best quarterback in the league, which makes him a serviceable quarterback. And teams have won Super Bowls with serviceable quarterbacks.
Okay, well then how long down the road do you think the rest of the Bears roster will
be
good
enough
to absorb a middle-of-the-road QB?
I don't know, so let me ask you this. How long do we have to wait with a new QB and waiting? Then which way are you building
it? Yeah, but the thing is that if you still have Cutler here, whoever that new guy is who could be better is not going to get an opportunity to play.
Yeah, but you're still going to wait. All I'm saying is that we'll see what the new coaching staff does, and I'm saying that I think that he is good enough to, if we already know that offensively they could be good because they were 2 years ago.
Well, now, you know who put up most of those yards 2 years ago was Josh McCown. No, I'm just telling you, that's who put up a lot of those yards. You can't put those in the same Cutler basket.
Yeah, but Terry,
it was clown college that he was doing it, but the fact is he did it.
But there were also many discussions that said if Cutler would have been healthy, he would have done the same thing.
Okay, whatever. If you still love him, you just do hold on to him and don't let him go.
Tony, thanks for the phone call. We'll take a break. Oh, we got more Lord. People that want to jump in on the discussion. And we're also going to talk with Dave Sims coming up in a little bit,
yeah,
too. We're not done until 6 o'clock. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show on the Score.
It's a new direction for the Bears as the team is methodically being bold.